insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Dear listeners, now let's listen to these verses of chapter Shu'ara. Verse 207, 208, and 209.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يمتعون.
They would not be availed by the enjoyment with which they were provided.
وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا لها منذرون.
And we did not destroy any city except that it had warners.
ذكرى وما كنا ظالمين.
As a reminder, and never have we been unjust.
ما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يمتعون وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا لها منذرون ذكرى وما كنا ظالمين. That which they were made to enjoy shall not avail them. وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا لها منذرون. And we did not destroy any town, but it had its warners, to remind them, and never we are unjust. ذِكْرَ وَمَا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. So, as we have said in the previous episode, Almighty Allah's punishment comes after completing the argument. And by the way, the welfare of the opponents of religion should not make the Prophet ﷺ sad, because their welfare and affluence will be seized one day. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. That which they were made to enjoy shall not avail them. It is certain that at the time of the divine punishment, all means of happiness will be useless. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. Those things, welfare and money, they used to gather will not avail them. They will be useless for them. That is why this verse says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. Suppose that they are given a new respite, which will not be given after completing the argument, and suppose they remain in this world for many other years and live with pride and negligence. Do they have anything but further enjoyment of material merits? Do they try to amend their past? And at the time of facing with punishment again, are they able to solve their problems? Are they able to have a change in their fate? Certainly not. But on the contrary, they increase their sins during this period of time and respite, and they make their burden heavier.
(laughs) We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So the verse says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. They will not have anything useful for them. Through the next verse, the Quran implies that no town or city was destroyed except that they were warned and admonished by the divine prophets and completing the argument so that they might amend them. وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا لَهَا مُنذِرُونَ. We did not destroy any town, but it had its warners. When they were not changed by divine intimidation, threat, an admonition and deserved chastisement because of persistence in disbelief and enmity, Allah would somehow destroy them without imposing them any injustice. The Quran says, we did not destroy any town, but it had its warners. إِلَّا لَهَا مُنذِرُونَ. We complete the argument and continues, ذِكْرَ. This warner used to remind them. وَمَا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. We were never unjust, never are we unjust. In this verse, Allah negates any injustice from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and has rejected those who attribute any iniquity and infidelity to Allah. This is injustice, in fact, that Allah destroys a group of people who are not unjust, or He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, punishes the oppressors without completing the argument sufficiently. Whatever has been mentioned in these verses is in fact the statement of the rational principle known as the principle of ugliness of chastisement without statement. Whatever has been mentioned in these verses is for completing the argument. Something similar to the content of this verse is mentioned in different verses of the Holy Quran. For example, it says, nor do we punish until we raise a messenger. And by the way, Allah destroys an individual or a group when He has warned them from before. Otherwise, retribution without warning is injustice, and it is not in line with the rank of Allah. And the Quran has mentioned this fact in different verses. When it says, and we did them no injustice. When it says, and Allah does not desire injustice for His servants. And when it says, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly, the Holy Quran is referring to this. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode as well. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.